Hey guys, welcome to Everyday Alchemy. I'm your host, Terry. Alongside of me, you will also be hearing from my community and other everyday people just like you, sharing their stories, tools, and magic to help expand your consciousness and alchemize your life. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Everyday Alchemy. And so today in this episode, I just want to let you know it's just a short one, only because, well, it's just really simple. Like, the message is so simple. It's been interesting because it's what I've been experiencing all week. It's what I've been sharing with other people around me and is what was so strong. Like, I woke up this morning and I had such a crazy busy weekend and I woke up this morning and I was like, it's so simple. It's just such a simple tool. I have to share it. So yes, it's a really short and simple episode, but it's extremely powerful. So yeah, I want to talk about something that I have been doing recently in this roller coaster energy that I've been in that really helps me to neutrally observe my thoughts. And that's all thoughts too. So perceived negative thoughts and emotions and perceived good thoughts and emotions. And as you guys know from how much I bang on about this in the podcast, a part of operating in this new paradigm that we're in and that we're learning to show others through embodying is to learn to operate more from that 0 point energy state. So more from that neutrality or neutral point, from that balanced state, that more integrated state. And to start doing that is extremely challenging, especially when we are constantly being bombarded with situations and manifestations and thoughts and feelings and people around us that are so polarized. Polarized in their thoughts, polarized in their emotions, their feelings, you know, the good and bad things. You know, things that are experienced as really great, uplifting and joyful experiences or emotions or just things going on in the world. And of course, then there's the perceived negative things that are going on in this world or negative things that you're experiencing or the negative thoughts and negative beliefs and negative emotions or feelings that we're experiencing. So because of this, it can be really hard to know how it is that we can practice and embody more neutrality or react or take actions from a place of 0 point when everything in our lives or everything going on outside of us is just so polarized, you know, really good or really bad things. And so I've been encountering a lot of this recently. You know, I've had days where I am on top of the world and feeling the most myself and the most aligned that I've ever felt. And then the next thing I know, I'm crying or experiencing negative thoughts that are then attached to very old and outdated versions of myself. And that's because I've just been in so much change. And, you know, since my car accident too, and that awakening weekend that I had, I just know that I am really solidifying and anchoring into this new timeline version of myself. So every now and again, the old versions of me and that old Terry with those old thoughts and feelings will pop up or just come up for me to look at and observe. You know, that old version of me used to, years ago, I mean, like when I was a teenager, just used to operate predominantly from my limiting beliefs. You know, the self that was so stuck in lack and run by my fears and negative emotions. And yeah, I've had days where all Terry from back in my teens have come up, and I just know it's there for me to really see and really observe and just acknowledge to see how far I've come. And, you know, that the next version or new timeline that I'm in now, I just need to witness this and just see where else it is in this new timeline that I'm in that is still operating from that old version of me. So I thought I would share a tip with you that I use when I've been experiencing this roller coaster of happenings and emotions and thoughts. And like many tips or hacks, it really is simple. So when I find myself stuck in this doom loop, this loop of continuous negative thoughts and stories that I tell myself, or when I'm feeling sad as a result of these doubts or fears or limiting beliefs that I've been telling myself, the first thing that I do is I become aware of them. And now that part is super simple to do because I don't feel good. It's really hard to, It's really easy to identify when you're in this state because it's just constant repeating doubts and fears and thoughts that are all connected to lack. And that does not feel good. So yeah, I usually feel pretty shitty as it's usually thoughts that are connected to the belief that I'm not good enough. So, you know, I feel pretty crappy about that. So I'm well aware of when I'm in this state. But next, what I do is I'll just simply tell myself, oh, look, here is that version of Terry that believes she's not good enough. And that's it. That's all I do. It's almost like a separate self is observing those thoughts and feelings. So I just neutrally acknowledge that there is a version of me that is not feeling enough, but is operating from her fears and limiting beliefs, which are connected to learnt beliefs in childhood, which are beliefs and fears that are not true or not real. So when we neutrally acknowledge the parts of ourselves that feels this way, we're in fact giving ourselves unconditional love. And we're doing this by simply just accepting the version of ourselves that has something to say. We're accepting the version of ourselves that isn't feeling good enough or is in pain or is in fear or in a lack belief. We're not trying to change it. We're just accepting it. You know, this version of ourselves that has something to say, that only wants to be heard, express, and release the pain. And we're also showing ourselves that there are many different versions of ourselves. And that even though we feel shitty inside and tell ourselves shitty things, that we are not that. Just because we feel it inside doesn't mean we are that. We are not just that feeling, or we are not just that one belief that that version of ourselves thinks and feels. You know, we're not just not good enough or capable enough or unloved or not heard. We're not just those things. That's just one version of ourselves that thinks and feels that way. And there are many other versions or aspects of ourselves that are loved, that knows that they're accepted, that they're heard, that they're enough. And you know, sometimes I may spend all day in this mood, in these perpetual cycles of thoughts and feelings of not enoughness, of pain, of limiting beliefs and fears. So I just accept it, I honor it, and I neutrally observe and acknowledge that there is that version of me that feels this way and thinks this way. That's me accepting it and giving that version of me unconditional love. But then I tell myself that's not all of who I am. That there are aspects of me that knows and believes that she is enough, that she's loved or heard or talented or creative or whatever it is. And I do this whenever I recognize that I have been down and in a rabbit hole of self-loathing. And it may happen 5 times a day, 10 times a day, heck, even sometimes, I mean, rarely, sometimes 20 times a day, I will catch myself in these thoughts and I simply say to myself, oh, look at that. There's the version of Terry that thinks and believes that. That's all I do every time. And this is us embodying and operating more from zero point energy, from a place of neutrality. And it helps to deactivate the amount of energy, so the amount of power that self-loathing and that not enoughness and that fear and limiting belief holds. So that then our frequencies, the frequencies of our energetic bodies, don't attract even more manifestations or people or things into our lives that energetically match that lower oscillating frequency or energy, right? And this is an important thing to learn to do every day. Or every time you become conscious that you're stuck in this doom loop, right? These repeating thoughts or feelings of learnt fears or limiting beliefs. It's important to do in every here and now moment in the present. And let me explain why. You see, whatever you think you're not good enough for, so whatever future version of you, manifestation or thing that you actually desire, it actually already exists. It is possible to have what it is that you desire because that timeline, that version of you already exists. You just need to become an energetic match for it. And so if you're constantly stuck in your fear-based thoughts or stories that you tell yourself or feelings, and then you take actions or inactions from this version of you, then you will not be an energetic match for that timeline or whatever that timeline is or version of you is, whatever it is that you desire. You will not align with the same timeline or energy for that manifestation. And a really cool way of thinking about this concept is to think back, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, even 10 years ago, but let's just stick to something more recently. Think about how that version of you 6 years ago would be so, so stoked or mind blown to have something that you have now in your current reality. A job, a relationship, a house, a car, or a trip that you went on, or the friends or the connections you have. How do you think that version of you, that past version of you 5 or 6 years ago, got the impulses, got the intuitive downloads or direction to create what the version of you now has? That past version of you had to have had a change in beliefs, a change in confidence, a change in worth or self-worth, or a change in thoughts or a change in perspective in order to create or manifest what the now version of you has. So that past version of you had to become more conscious in order to then believe differently, in order then to choose differently or take actions differently. That past version of you had to tune into a different frequency through becoming more conscious and no longer unconsciously operating from fear-based or lack-based thoughts, feelings, and actions. This is what tuning into a different frequency is. And our past selves that changed our frequency is what created the life that we now have, the manifestations that we are experiencing now. So cool. I love thinking about this. Because like, remember that time is not real. It's just a construct. It is something that us humans made up as a way to measure change. And it really is such a trip to think about how we are constantly being guided by the future versions of ourselves. So those random thoughts, those random ideas or inspirations or desires and impulses may not be so random after all. They are being guided by the future versions of ourselves, by our higher selves that resides in a higher energy or sense of self-worth. We're also always being guided lovingly by our guides, our spirit guides or loved ones that have passed. They know how energy works. They know how reality works. They know that the only way to get the desires that we have, those desires that are rooted in a higher sense and knowing and embodiment of self-worth and self-love, is to first become conscious of all of the thoughts and all of the embodiments and things that we're doing that are in a lower oscillating frequency, that are in a lower sense of self-worth. So that is why it's important for us to become conscious of them and neutrally acknowledge them. Oh, look, there's that one version of me that thinks that. Simply observing when we're having these repeating negative thoughts and feelings and tell yourself that is just one version of me. It's not all of who I am. There are other versions of me, but I'm just acknowledging that this version of me right now is just feeling this, is just thinking this. Huh, look at that. that version of Terry thinks or believes that. Interesting. This is us acknowledging that there are different versions of ourselves that are aligning with different timelines, different future manifestations. This one version of me that is stuck in this lower oscillating energy is not necessarily true. It's not all of who I am. When I tell myself that, I realize then, I've got the power to choose where I want to place my focus. When I do that, I'm deactivating the amount of power that that lack belief or stories or feelings hold. Deactivates the power behind it. You know, we don't want to ignore or avoid the versions of us that self-hate or self-loathe or talk down to ourselves or that feel sad. We want to honor it. We want to hear it. We want to feel it. We want to accept it. That is giving it unconditional love. And that is what helps to discharge its energy. And then we want to remind ourselves that that version of us that feels and thinks this way is not all of who we are. This is what brings us back to a place of less polarity, of more neutrality, so that then we can hear the inspiration. We can hear our desires. We can hear our ideas. We can hear our intuition, the creative force that is always, always there for us. And if we can hear those impulses, if we can hear our intuition, if we can hear those desires, then we have the power to choose to tune into it more, which will then lead us to the manifestations of our dreams. It will align us with the future timeline, the future version of you that already has and is that person with what it is that you desire. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed this little reminder today and try out that simple tool that I shared. It really is simple, but it's extremely powerful. And as always, please feel free to share this episode with anyone you feel called to share it with at this time. Have an awesome week, everyone. Well, that's it for today, guys. And if you like today's episode, please like and follow us on our socials. Share this podcast with friends, and why not leave this podcast a review? Oh, and hang out next for a minute if you want some high vibe laughs. If God had low self-esteem, would that make him an atheist? Because he doesn't believe in himself?